Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode, episode 255 million of Happy Hours here on Exotica TV. Million was a billion. I'm your host, Jay. This is my best buddy, Dan. What's happening, Danny boy? How you doing today?
I'm tired of your abuses with the Chirons.
Happy Friday.
These things that are right underneath here, wherever they are, oh, wrong hand. I don't know. These fucking, I can't,
listen,
everything's backwards.
If you want to do the mixing of this show, you can write a name for me every single time. What do you say?
Jay, words are hurtful, whether they're said or typed.
The one words who smelt hurtful. It, Dan.
I did not fart.
See, and now I hear myself on whatever other thing that you're watching. On. Oh, Dan!
I'm watching nothing.
Oh, my God.
He's a child. He's a big, dumb child.
Dan.
Oh, my goodness.
You're disgusting. You're so disgusting. Oh, man. What a fucking week, man. My cup overfloweth. It's like...
No, my cup overflows because I got my second vaccine.
I was going to say, there's vaccines all over the place. I don't know if you heard or not. I know you heard, but whoever's at home watching, they announced this week that they are going to do the auto show in Chicago in the middle of July, which sounds kind of...
They're going to try to.
They're going to do it. Like they wouldn't say that they were trying to do it if they weren't actually going to do it. So, you know, everything's coming up, Milhouse Dan. It's like... We're like 12 months in, and I'm fucking ready, man. Look at me. I'm pasty. I, like, need to get outside and, like, see some shit.
You were just in Florida.
Whatever. That doesn't count. I was only there for 3 days. That doesn't count.
Whatever.
So, how about your week, Dan?
You know, I got my second vaccine, so I'm, like, Monday, so I'm, like, fucking Superman. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Now. How good does it feel? Tell me how it feels.
It feels great, man. I could pick up a fucking half-smoked butt from the middle of the fucking street, smoke it, and not fucking worry about shit.
How many flagpoles have you licked since you got it?
By flagpoles, you mean actual flagpoles?
No, just metaphorical flagpoles.
No, that I'd lick none.
Okay.
By the way, speaking of which, we go into this whole speech or whatever with our guests, right, who we'll be bringing in shortly, but of what they can and can't do on the show, which is basically just no nudity and no phallic things. I just noticed in our intro... There's fucking bad dragon dildos all over the place, fucking lollycocks, all sorts of shit.
No, get out of here.
In our intro? Dude, they're all over the intro. Watch it.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's disgusting.
Okay. What's up, John Beach?
I didn't see anything.
All right. Well, anyway.
Yeah. You know, Dan? Dude, and you know what also makes this week great? This week's guest, because I'm excited for this one. A long time or a multiple guest that we've had over the years or year. And
friend of the show.
And a brand new person who has one of the more interesting bios that I've read since.
More interesting. I think one of the most interesting bios. Yeah. I think both of our ladies, and you know what, Jay? I'll just introduce them. I mean,
no, you do. I'm not trying to do that.
They are true Renaissance women of the world.
Wait a second. Do you want some walk-on music?
Some walk-on music?
Yeah, let's see.
I don't want to do this.
Okay, fine.
I'm not in the mood for the fucking Chicago bullshit. And they're both too young to even know what the fuck we're doing with the Chicago Bulls.
Anyway,
without further ado, welcome back to the show, our good friend, Miss Kendra Sunderland, and our newest buddy, the one and only Rockin' Rose. What's up, ladies?
Yeah!
Hey.
What's up, guys?
Hey. Gals?
Great.
Gals?
Rolling up.
So, Kendra, we haven't seen you in a hot minute. You got your blunt going?
She already knows what she's
Rose,
doing.
We found out tomorrow is Rose's birthday, so let's start the show off with a toast. A toast for a smoke.
Birthday.
I'm already moving on to my second beer. Hold on a second here.
Hold on, I got my whiskey.
There
got
you go. Weed. Cheers, everybody.
Whiskey
cheers.
Weed.
Happy
so cheers,
hour
Rose. Ish. Happy birthday.
Happy
21st birthday,
you.
Rose.
That's right. This is her first legal drink.
But it would be illegal because she's not 21 till tomorrow.
This is TV, Dan. Come on,
she is 21. So we don't want to get the popo showing up her show and going hello.
Yes.
Anyway,
go to Jersey.
I will stick with water.
Go to Jersey.
There you go. By the way,
how you guys been?
She's from Russia, so she knows how to drink. I feel like that's kind of like one of the
stereotypical
things that you can go with. Are you drinking straight vodka? Is that how this works?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. That's how it
okay,
goes.
Perfect.
Absolutely every night.
Jay's from Philly. He's drinking straight sewage. See, now, how would you like that, Jay?
It is. I rebottle it.
Oh my goodness. I apologize in advance, Rose. But then again, he's a child and he says I farted, so I did not. Anyway, see, he's gonna make fart sounds the whole fucking time. He's just a child.
You know what? So this is gonna all circle back around at the end of the show. This is amazing how this all ties in. So go ahead. Talk amongst amazing. Yourselves.
So anyway, so what have you guys been up to? What's new? What have you been doing? Kendra, what have you been up to? I know you got your new magazine coming out.
Let's go first. yeah, I just moved. I just started a magazine.
Dude,
I'm just trying to stay sane.
I followed your magazine's Twitter handle today. I went on there was snooping
SMD
around.
It's a lifestyle entertainment magazine called SMD. I didn't know what it meant at first when there's a cover of your first one. Ta-da. Thank you very much for blurring out the naughty bits.
But I like the shoes.
When your publicist sent over to SMD, I'm like, wait, is that suck my dick? But it's actually sex, money, and drug.
It's whatever you want it to
be.
Yeah,
it could be. It could be suck my dick. I think that was the purpose when I was trying to figure out the lettering order. I kind of was like, SMD kind of just rolls off your tongue better, and it could mean a lot of other things. So we went with that.
I like it. It's way better than Mr. Zilla.
What the contents of it? So yeah, Mr. Zilla, our failed T-shirt company. I think, do we sell any more T-shirts? Have you even checked?
We sold one yesterday, actually.
We did, really? Yeah. We started a T-shirt company. So we'll get back into a little bit later in the show about SMD. Rose, so what have you been, what the hell? So
there's always a lot.
Your bio's fascinating. I mean,
I want to deep dive into this. Because you have to understand, a lot of times when we get bios, it's always like, it's like the super porntastic bios. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. Usually they're going out to like, you know, the hard, you know, porn guys. And so, porn press. And so I got it and I started reading through yours and I was like, holy shit, this girl like checks a lot of boxes. I'm impressed.
Well, that's true.
Dan, run through it.
Okay, so you were a member of the Russian national gymnastics team?
Yes, I was. Actually, for many years.
So did you do Russia as a small child, like the whole way up through? And
Yes, I started probably around 5 years old. Okay. And it's actually, I have like a story how that started.
Tell
away. So they selected like in kindergarten, bunch of kids. And so, you know, you go and train. And first of all, it's like a game, you know, you're like doing a little bit of things. And it's all fun. And so I had this first competition and I was super little. And I was thinking like, I'm going to win it. I didn't know any
better.
Who is losing? Right. Yeah. So, and there was like this amazing bunny that I want to win. And I told everybody, so I'm going to win. So anyways, after competition, we're standing, you know, like on the stage and people calling out first place, second place. It's not me. It's not me. Third. It's not me. Fourth. It's not me. Fifth. It's not me. And I got some really, really bad, like this Kinder chocolate egg. I don't know if you guys know what it is, but it's basically like nothing.
Yep.
Inside was a boy toy. Yep. So I was so disappointed. And one of the moms of the girls who won, she said, oh, it's okay. You're going to try next year. I'm like, next year? So anyways, I was training super hard. And next year I got a second place. And I understand that you have to work hard.
When they go through in kindergarten, is it like they're going through to see like physically where, you know, what kids they think would be capable of doing something like this?
Yeah, I think it's like old mentality back when they tried to select actually the people who is going to compete for serious sport. So they basically take you and like ask you, can you do bridge? You know, basically like check your back.
And as every little kid's like, woo, yes, I can do that.
Yeah. And there's a tons of them who can do it. You know, when you get older, you can't.
That's
I can barely pick my socks up in the morning, so.
Dan gets pedicures.
Me too.
Like rather than have
I
to actually reach down.
I really don't want to go through the pain of cutting my own toenails. So I can go get pedicures.
That's where you know you made it. You just go out and get a pedicure. How often do you have to get a pedicure?
I'm afraid to bend down and cut my own toenails in fear that I might fart, Jay. what was your specialty in gymnastics? Like, what was your best event?
The bridge.
I think everything was about the same. Yeah. No, there's like a four kinds. I believe that's a ground, like where is you like doing dancing, then there's a boom. I did basically everything kind of the same. I think on the floor, like, you know, this routine on the floor when you like
the floor routine, yeah.
Different tricks. Yeah, I think this was my stronger.
Did they have you doing like the ribbon thing and the ball too, or was it just
straight up
gymnastics? Okay, yeah.
Straight one.
I just figured, you know what, if they're gathering up like able-bodied kindergartners, that they'd probably be like, hey, how far can you throw this javelin? You know what I mean? Like, I would just run through the gamut. I'd line them up. I'd have them do do you know how to Greco-Roman wrestle? All right, here we go. And, you know, you just take the most capable.
Pile driver.
That's, you ever seen the WWF?
Kendra, did you do sports as a youngin'?
Oh, God. I tried and I failed miserably.
Which ones? Well, like, what was your biggest failure?
All of them.
All of them?
I tried softball when I was younger, and I got disqualified because I accidentally tripped and fell on my way to first base, so they thought I was trying to, like, slide into first, which is not allowed. So then I tried swimming, and I got disqualified because I flipped before touching the wall, and I got, like, all these, like, last place ribbons. And then I tried track, which I also got a lot of last place things for, and I tried volleyball, which was really discouraging because my sister's like a volleyball star. She's like amazing, so good at it, and I sucked. I think one of the games, like a ball straight up hit me in the face, like came straight from my face, and I didn't move or anything. I just froze.
It was kind of like foreign.
How long did you stick through these sports? Like, were you attempting to do sports up through high school, or was there a point where you were like, you know what, fuck this. Like, this is not my forte.
Yeah, after my freshman year of high school doing track, I was like, this is not my thing. And then I started doing porn, and I won an award for my first scene ever. And so
it wasn't just a participation award.
Dude.
No, it was like best boy girl for my first one. So I was like, wow, okay, I found my calling. Like, it wasn't sports, it was sucking dick.
Dan and I were talking about this, like, you know, from the very beginning of, you know, the first time that you were at Exotica, like, it was when you were brand new into it. And obviously you had like a really interesting, like, splash into all of it with the library girl situation. I went back and I actually found one of the original pieces of news coverage. I'm gonna
hold
play
on. For those who don't know,
you'll see it. You'll understand exactly.
A 19-year-old woman seen exposing herself in a video shot in the Oregon State University library.
Kendra Sunderland faces public indecency charges for this video that was shot in January. She appeared in court today, and afterwards, she even spoke to Coin 6. Our Cor Harlan is live in Corvallis tonight with more.
Well, this is a story that I'm told has created quite a buzz on the Oregon State University campus. Kendra Sunderland has 8 weeks to get ready.
When you were going
her
through this,
here,
did it blow your mind?
Her reaction today is any indication. She appears to have already moved on from a lot of this. Kendra came out of the Benton County Courthouse here in Corvallis a short time ago after pleading not guilty. She says her first autograph she signed for a young man who was outside the courthouse here waiting for her. She tells me the video of her in the library was strictly business, says she never intended for her erotic show in the library to be uploaded to the web. But she says now that it's happened, she's simply moving on, and she's going with it. She says she's exploring some related activities. She told the New York Daily News earlier this week she's posed for Playboy and now even has her own website.
I think it's normal for a college campus. It's, you know, college kids, they go crazy, they party, they do fun things and experiment. I think it's, you know, it's not really a big news. I think it's more shocking to other people not on campus than it is for the people on campus.
Now, Kendra's no longer enrolled in classes at Oregon State. In addition, she told the Daily News of New York earlier this week that the ink was drying on a big new deal So she told the paper she went car shopping earlier this week. She's never been in custody. She took a booking photo, had her fingerprints taken here at the courthouse. Her court date, trial date now, has been set for here in Benton County, April the 28th. Live here in Corvallis, Cor Harlan, Coin 6 News.
Yeah. All right,
so many questions here. So many questions. Classic Kendra. So, Rose, were you familiar with Kendra's whole story?
No.
Okay. Well, you are now.
So you must have questions.
Oh,
you must have questions as well. So first off, where did you find this lawyer?
I don't remember. I think
he looks like a supervillain.
Somebody. Yeah, I wonder if it was somebody they appointed to me or not, because I don't remember. I think maybe I met with somebody in Corvallis and was like, this is what's happening, and then just decided to go with him. But, yeah.
That so I have far deeper questions than how the hell did you get that lawyer? How long had it happened? Like, how long had you been doing a show in the library? Or was that the very first time that you did that and just got busted?
So I started webcamming, I remember, and then it was like the first week of me webcamming where all these guys on there were like, oh, you get more viewers and more money if you go someplace public. And so I did it. And then it was months later that it came out. So I had been webcamming for a while. I stopped going to my classes. And I stopped lying to people. I started telling people what I was doing. And then, like, some of the frat guys at the frats I would hang out with would, like, watch my webcam shows or, like, fuck with me. Or some of my neighbors on campus came to my door when I was webcamming. Like, they were on my show. And then they were like, nah, we're next door to you. And then came and knocked on the door. And I was like, this is just crazy.
Rude.
And so.
Yeah, that's when it starts getting.
Like, I'm working here. Like, I'm fucking working. Like, and you're being weird. But people just started to know, and then once the library thing got
at that,
out.
At that point, like, before the library thing hit, were you making enough money to, like, you were probably going to, you could move somewhere else or do whatever you want, like, you were full-time and that was your thing.
Yeah, I decided to stop going to school when I started making good money on cams, because I was like, listen, I didn't want to go to college in the first place, and my parents said I had to, and I'm not enjoying my
I'll
classes.
Show them.
I don't want to work. Yeah, I was like, I don't want to work a regular job. I don't want someone else to be my boss. Like, I saw the potential that I had with webcamming. I never, ever, ever thought I would be where I am today. But I knew that I could support myself and travel and do all these cool things. And so I stopped going to my classes. And then within, like, the two-week pay period, my goal was $3,000, and I had made $3,500. So I was looking at all my broke friends and everybody, and I was like, yo, like, I don't care what anyone has to say. I just made $3,500 in 2 weeks. Like, you guys could never dream of making that working where you're working. So then I just stopped, like, giving a fuck, and I started, like, being more honest about it.
By the way,
Rose,
let me throw this one thing out there. So it goes from that to, like, to Kendra Sunderland today. You know what I mean? And I know this was even a couple of years ago, but, like, cam girl in a library to all of a sudden on the cover of, like, every magazine that you could pick up and every, like, news story that you heard. I mean, the explosion was serious.
Yeah, I was magazine. In fucking Mykonos when we shot that. Mykonos, Greece, I got a free trip there. Stayed in this amazing place, like, to do this. I was like, bro,
you're
I
like,
made it. Oh, more.
Seriously, that's wild.
So, anyway. Rose, you went to the University of Moscow and you have a master's in world economics, right?
we're just gonna slowly go through your bio because there.
It's a good thing because
I know.
Did you ever think of when you were in the library studying at the University of Moscow of doing what she did?
Actually. No, it's impossible doing any library show in Russia in the library.
I was going to say, I think there might be more repercussions for doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. There's basically, like, you know, FBI office, you know, getting fingerprints. If you touch this book without permission, and this book probably from 1968, and, you know, just there's so many cameras around you, you can't. But I saw back when I just started, there's a lot of girls who are doing live room show, and I was like, one day I'm going to do the same. This is such a great idea.
So did it become a thing? Like Kendra?
It was already a thing. I do have to shout out like Ginger Banks. She was doing library shows a lot before I was.
Yep.
And like I went there one time and that video got out. Like there was girls that were doing library shows all the time. And because of me and because of the like publicity that it got, nobody could do library shows. Nobody could do public shows.
So in a weird way, you kind of fucked up the situation. Right.
I fucked it up for everybody else. I mean, it worked out for me, but I do have to.
I'm sure they found other locations to masturbate at. It's got to be.
You can masturbate anywhere.
Rose, exactly. Rose, you started out doing cams too, right? So, I mean, what was the craziest like cam show you think you've ever done?
Oh yeah, this is when I dressed up as old grandma. I don't know why, but people just go crazy for that.
By the way,
old grandma and Grinch.
I was on your Twitter handle earlier, and you do
Jesus
a lot of
stalker.
I did my research. It's not every show that I actually like, you know, dig in this deep. So, anyways, you do a lot of art, super artistic stuff, and then of course in the bio, yet another line is that are you currently in school for filmmaking, or you went to school for filmmaking?
Yes, I am currently in filmmaking school. Yes.
Okay.
That's my third degree. I just keep going.
Serial education/pornographer.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yes.
Damn, girl.
Seriously. Kendra's like, well, I'm on my third blunt of the day. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, like, please, yeah, you're first.
Oh, by the way, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm fully loaded over here. Like, but, you know,
dude, I got the cabinet of fucking like love behind me.
So just, actually, I realize now we have Kendra, who didn't want to go to college at all and like took the first opportunity to get the fuck out of it. And then you have Rose, who's like, you know what? I'll do another degree. Like, what difference does it make?
Okay. If I could do that, though, I would. Like, if I had the will and the...
Would you go back to school? Would you want to go back to school?
I do for animal science. Like, I would love to work with exotic animals one day or open my own sanctuary. And I know if I wanted to do that, I would have to have the proper training and certification for that. So that would be the only reason. I just wasn't passionate about anything when I was going. So it made it hard to want to go and spend all that money. Like, I'm spending thousands and thousands of dollars and getting myself into debt for what? Like, something that doesn't make
me happy. Or you could go out and make money today, and especially like, I, you know, make it while you can and like let it fly. And anything that you, the one thing I will say is, as you're older, you're definitely like, all right, like, I appreciate that I could go back to school. I can appreciate that I can do those things. When you're a kid, you're just like, get me the fuck out of here.
If I knew the quarantine was going to be this long, I would have fucking gone back and taken some classes online.
Dude, I could have been a doctor by now, I feel like.
The whole thing is like now, it's like, I look at my fucking kids, like, you know, I got my fucking son's a freshman in college right now. My daughter's in high school. And it's like, I'm looking at these two fuckers. They don't even fucking leave the house.
They don't need
my
to.
Daughter,
I got younger kids.
I woke
they,
up
don't,
my daughter
they don't leave
at
the house.
7:45 this morning. School started at 8:03. You know where her school was? In her fucking bed, on her fucking laptop. I don't even think she got to her desk except to come down and eat fucking lunch.
But the beauty of that is, that's 1 year. Like, literally, next year, they'll be back
in
school.
It's been almost two school years right now. I don't know, man.
It happened like it's almost like 365 days, right? Since, like, we've been locked.
Dude, it was this weekend. Yeah. This weekend, the 14th, was actually the day that shit got shut down. Around by me, at least, in Jersey.
Crazy.
So this is when it happens. So it's just fucking nuts. It's just fucking crazy, man. I'm fucking just not. You know what? And this leads us to one of our segments that we do. We warned you guys there would be stupid segments the board here. One of the non-stupid segments, because if I say it's stupid, it's probably not a good idea. But is my darling girlfriend Kathy.
Partner,
let's call her. My partner. I like the song. It's a fun song.
It grows.
But she's very curious. She's curious about, you know, how women such as yourselves, you know, deal with the, you know, the tightrope that is life and life in adults. So her question today was, do you guys ever worry, like, you know, because you said you want to do something in animal sciences. And Kendra, no offense, you're kind of fucked because you used your real name for everything. So, sorry.
Time to change that shit at the end. Pull the ripcord.
But Rose, you know, for you too, you know, you have all these degrees. Are you ever worried that down the road when you're done with adult, that, you know, what you did in adult may come back to haunt you?
No.
No?
No. I'm very proud of what I do. If somebody has a problem with that, so I'm sorry, I'm not going to work for you.
I think that both of these guys, like, you
will be
you
working for themselves.
Well, no, you've made a career.
Yeah. Besides, how are they going to find out?
They
have to search, well, and then I will say, oh,
if your your driver's license says Rock and Rose, then you might be fucked.
Right. No.
Yeah,
but the real thing is like, you guys have established this as a great career, right? That, which is different than, you know, 90% of people that try adult and do it for a day, a week, a month, you know, and whatever. So it's, I would suspect that you guys are going to have a little bit different of a response to that question than, like, you know, somebody that's 2 weeks in and lasts for another two, you know.
Yeah. And Kendra, like with you, I mean, obviously, look, everything started with your real name. Everything's going on with your real name. Do you ever think of changing your name and getting like a non-stage name, like change?
No, I'm like she said, I'm very proud of what I do and I don't give a fuck what anyone has to say. I haven't for years. And the thing is, like, I used to care. It's like everyone, when you do porn, like, you come to a point where you're either like, you realize that you're not okay with this and this lifestyle, or you realize that you are. And I feel like a lot of the people that try it out for like a week or a month or whatever, and then leave, like, it just wasn't for them. But right. For me, I truly feel like I was like born for porn. Like, I was meant to do this. I'm good at it.
You know what, Kendra? I think that you were born for porn. Yes.
Born for porn.
Yeah.
Born
for... Like...
You know what? Rose is going to do it. Rose, you should do a documentary about Kendra. Use your filmmaking shit.
For sure.
And call it Kendra Sunderland, Born for Porn.
Born for porn, yes. I like this.
Dude, that's a fantastic
It'll be like
title.
Tiger King on net, like... 20 years from now, we're going to see Kendra on Netflix or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. At that point, like Tiger King or whatever, with her animal sanctuary laughing. Fuck you, motherfuckers. I did it. Fuck you.
It's going to
happen. See this fucking sloth? It's mine, motherfucker. This sloth is mine.
Right. I'm dead. I think the world needs an actual documentary about porn because nobody knows what it's like unless you're in
they're
it.
All
like,
so
explain the lifestyle to people, but no.
Did you guys see
really
a few
understands
a few years ago there was a webcam documentary, I forget what the name of it was. Yeah. Or whatever,
Hot Girls or something like that.
Well, yeah, there was Hot Girls, but yeah, and I think it was that one. I think there was a couple around that time. Anyways,
there's ones on Vice and all that stuff.
Yeah, there's never really been anything that like captures what it really is, because usually they pick like, but then again, you know what's also interesting is the world of
real
adult,
sex started out like that.
The world of adult is very vast, and you know, with a documentary you choose three people and they're going to be the only stories that you tell. You know, the adult industry is really kind of its collective whole, you know, and that's really hard to capture because there's so many, you guys know, like, you know, from camming and a lot, which is a lot of the ways that, you know, people first get involved with it, to actual, you know, on-set video production and like, you know, agencies and whatever. Totally. Like, that shit's pretty broad, right?
Yeah, it is. But serious. I feel like a lot of us have similar feelings
right.
as far as like shooting, and a lot of us struggle with the same problems and a lot of us feel the same thing. So I feel like if someone was to actually give a fuck and talk to every single person in porn, like directors, like performers, and like people that put on conventions, and like if you were really to go through and give a fuck and talk to all of us, you would find that a lot of us feel the same way and could tell you the same things. Condense that and make it into a fucking documentary and show people what it's really like. Like, I'm shocked no one's done it yet.
Especially considering that it's a industry based on filmmaking. You know, I mean, that's the maybe the only way to do it is to have somebody from the inside actually do something like that. And that would
The crazy shit is, I mean, there's cameras everywhere now, right? I mean, you can just do the fact what we're doing right now. Like, imagine if quarantine happened 20 years ago.
Fuck.
When internet was like,
no, or before internet, like
fucking, you know, and
when Dan was a kid, they would have had to like roll dice made of bones and like on the dirt floor in the house that they grew up in. Like, it would be,
see what he does. See what he does. He's not a nice person. Don't let the middle-aged man's average looks deceive you there. He rides his Peloton. He's a boomer.
Whatever. I'm not a boomer. I tell my kids I'm not a boomer. I'm not a boomer.
You're a boomer.
No, I'm not. Fuck you.
Boomer.
Whatever.
Okay, boomer. Whatever you say, boomer. And he hits the fart button. That's Jay.
That's a fart button.
Why would you?
But all you got to do is like tell your Echo and make fart sounds. Did you ever do that?
No, dude, don't do that because I have my headphones on, so you're good. If my house started making, I have enough of that. I have young kids in my house anyway, so.
Dude, it's fucking crazy, by the way, with the fucking Alexas and all that shit.
I love it.
Oops.
I love all the smart stuff.
Imagine quarantine 20 years ago, right? When you couldn't do like live stream. How would kids get schooled right now? You know, really no major internet. I mean, what the hell else? Jesus Christ. I mean, no OnlyFans.
Dude, it would be a whole bunch of board games and like, you know.
It wouldn't even be board games because how are you going to get the fucking games? You're going to be playing whatever game, like checkers and using like fucking quarters for
what
you're
doing. I mean, you think about it, like, you know, the craziest thing was during quarantine for the first like.
Dude, my Amazon credit card is up to like $5,000.
Oh my God. I spent more money and had more deliveries in the first like month of quarantine than anybody's ever had before in their life. So I can only imagine.
I'm
going to
look up
that, how many
Amazon deliveries have I had this year? That's what I want to fucking look
see
up.
You guys are youngins, like you grew up with the internet, right? I mean, like,
exactly what a boomer would say, Jay.
Totally different. Like, no, I learned the other day I'm a thing called a Xennial. It's not a millennial, it's not a Gen X, it's Xennial.
Boomer,
and the idea,
it's not a baby
is,
boomer, it's a boomer's estate of like, you know, being or whatever.
Listen, so I'm a Xennial, which is basically from like 1977 to like 1980. And the thought is that my childhood was analog and then my adulthood was digital. So like I came out of college, there was the internet, everybody had email, everybody had cell phones, whatever. But when I was a kid, you didn't have cell phones and you didn't, you know, you called people on their landlines and like they weren't really landlines. They were just called telephones, you know, that type of shit.
See, now I gotta go. I gotta try and do this without disconnecting myself here because I'm kind of high right now. I want to see how many orders I had last year.
You do? Yeah, I don't know. Are you guys Amazon addicts or have you?
They got wish lists. Yeah.
You know what? I need a wish list.
You should see my pile of boxes downstairs. I just moved, so I'm getting like all new stuff and like I have a pile of boxes.
So what's the trick with the wish list? Like, what's the best thing you ever gotten on an Amazon wish list?
Rose, what's the craziest thing you? What's the craziest thing on your wish list
right now? I don't think anything crazy.
You don't do anything because every once in a while somebody will have
like a small kind of gift,
a car, but, you know, or something stupid.
Oh, wow.
I've known people that have gotten cars.
We do.
iMac Pro, maybe.
Okay, that's
maybe
a good one.
Expensive equipment.
What about you, Kendra? Like, do you keep your shopping list or your, what do they call them?
Wish list.
I feel like mine's pretty reasonable. I don't have any crazy stuff on there, but the like best things I've gotten has been like an Xbox and I think it was like a PS3 at the time or a PS4. For my birthday, I got both, so that was pretty cool.
Nice. What's on? What do you want for your birthday tomorrow, Rose?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea. I got a lot of boxes downstairs, and I'm going to open them tomorrow on the cam. So I have no idea what's inside.
By the way, I looked it up. Like, I had, guess how many orders I had from Amazon. In, is that your house, Jay?
Dude, I don't know if my wife's having
is that
a party
your house?
Downstairs. Like, she's just.
You tell your wife to come upstairs. I'm going to eCam slap her.
Grace, shut the hell up.
She's on, let me know how that works.
She's on later. A conference call on the first floor. So, like, sorry, IKEA.
So, guess how many orders I had in 2020, Jay? On Amazon?
194.
What about you, Rose? What's your guess?
I don't know. 17?
Kendra?
$1. 420.
238 orders.
Dude, that is...
impressive.
That's a lot.
That doesn't seem a lot to me. I don't know why. I was going to guess like 1,000.
Because you make like $1 million a year.
Because
you make $1 million a year. We haven't fucking basically worked in a fucking year.
Dan's rubbing two pennies together.
This is our work right here, doing this fucking thing.
Seriously, this is actually like this is the thing that gets the most work out of me during the week. The hardest part about coming back from quarantine is going to be actually working.
I would do monthly shows in Portland and Columbus, Ohio and LA right now, Jay, if we could.
No, I don't know.
How do you know how many orders you've done?
You can't do it on your phone. You got to go on your browser and do it that way.
Don't listen to Dan.
I just did it.
So Rose, as in film, as you're a film student, do you watch TV or are you just a film person?
I watch TV, just not news.
So what is your biggest guilty pleasure television show right now?
I love Friends.
Okay.
I'm ready to watch them all the time. The last one, I guess I watched, what was that? Queen's Gambit, I believe it was.
The Queen's Gambit? Not chess?
Yeah. I like that.
That was a good one.
The main actress was amazing. She was...
Yeah, she did a great job.
The thing that the guy, like the... So her eyes are oddly like far apart, right, on her face.
see what a mean person he is? He's like comparing a woman to like a flounder right now.
The guy that she starred with, his eyes were oddly close together. And when you put them side by side, I swear to God... It is like the weirdest, dude. You know what, Ted? If you're watching, please look that up and send it to me because it's the wildest thing to see side by side. But I loved her, and the set design of that show was.
Jay's guilty pleasure, and he like fucked me up. Is he had me start watching 90 Day Fiance? That was Jay's guilty pleasure.
It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah. Are you watching it now?
Good.
Dan, not only am I watching the new season, I am also watching like the singles 90 Day Fiance.
You bought Discovery Plus?
No, I just downloaded it. But like,
you gotta start, dude. Send me those. Load them up on that thing, Jay, because I gotta watch those.
He picked on me for like 2 months about like so during quarantine.
Well, no, because he started watching it. My girlfriend started watching. She's like, "You gotta watch this. You gotta watch this." Have you ever watched this, Rose?
I've got real desperate during quarantine.
I watched a little bit, and it was interesting.
I bought a fucking cameo for my girlfriend's mom for her birthday of fucking Big Ed.
Yeah, the dude with the dude in the neck. So he's on the new. Dan, you do a great Big Ed. Holy shit! I never thought about that.
You could do it too, Jay. Do it.
I mean, like, yeah, but you got
to
like
do it. No, you got to look straight at the camera. And now push your shoulders up more. Shoulders up more.
That's as high as it goes.
There you go.
Ow! Oh my god!
Almost.
I think I got a neck cramp. Oh,
Kendra's got a good Big Ed.
I thought it was him.
It looks like Kendra's sitting there with her knees up.
Why did I just roll that? Yeah. There she is. God. Jeez.
It looks like Kendra was sitting there with her knees up.
Yeah. There you go. See? I'd prefer you over Big Ed any day.
So dude. 90 Day Fiance right now. Jay, and tell me this, and Kendra, if you're watching it now, and I don't know if you're watching it now, Rose, the woman, the 50-something-year-old woman that went down to fucking Belize.
Belize or Jamaica?
Is the fucking most... she's in Belize. She is the most insane human being, batshit crazy person I have ever seen or witnessed in my life.
Dude, it's not, is it the Ryan guy where she's always like my 26-year-old boy or fiance?
27-year-old fiance, who, by the way, she's giving him a ring to give to her and propose. But now she's like banging his fucking cousin. Dude, it's fucking, but and now she's in love with the cousin. It's fucking crazy. She's just fucking nuts.
She's, dude, that show is basically based on what do they call it? Sex vacations or like whatever. And it's just guys going over to like different parts of the world and women actually, because this woman just kind of runs through the dudes in Belize. I don't know. I digress.
She's fucking rich.
I never meant to lead.
Crazy.
I never meant to lead this into 90 Day Fiance. I apologize. Oh,
well, it always happens with Jay. The things there's three things that the conversation always goes to, ladies. It's 90 Day Fiance, his curiosity about the shape and size of men's cocks and their aerodynamics, and also.
I wouldn't exactly explain it like that. And Dan brings the third up. Kendra,
and how he put his fleshlight of
Tegan Fleshlight girl, right?
To clean it.
Jeez. I got one here somewhere. I don't know where.
No, no, don't break it out. We're not allowed. That's one of the rules.
Save us our YouTube subscription.
Right.
So let me ask you this. Is it weird that somebody, like, do you know people that own, your fleshlight? Like, or do I, like, so this is, I'm running into, we ran into a problem or a process like years ago where Fleshlight gave us a whole box of Fleshlights up at the staff office. And the unfortunate thing is like, I know all of them. And I'm kind of like, how do you choose between like the five different vaginas in the box? Like to be able to, you know, it just felt really weird. So that was, and I tried to put it in the dishwasher and it didn't work. So. I'm dead. Nobody needs to hear my Fleshlight stories, Dan. They're they're disgusting. My stories, that is. You know, yeah.
The worst is, so I was like, well, I've been cleaning out shit of my house, you know, during the pandemic and, you know, quarantine. You know, just my basement and storage and all that stuff here. And I just find all sorts of, you know, after working in the adult business in some way, shape, or form for like 20 some odd years now, the amount of shit that accumulated, I always made it a rule, like, I'm not going to bring home, like, you know, stuff that's really easy to identifiable, but... You know, just that's packed away from like back in the day, like autographs from this one or that one, or a piece of Houston's labia. Don't ask. You know, inflatable dolls, a fucking. I mean, it's just crazy the amount of shit. But one of the things I found, Jay, was when we did Exotica, New Jersey, right after what was it, Hurricane
Sandy,
Superstorm Sandy. Sorry, after Superstorm Sandy. In Jersey, we did a fundraiser for the Red Cross and stuff like that, which, you know, I think makes us nice corporate, you know, citizens,
upstanding corporate citizens, Dan, I think
is the term, right? And we did stuff. And one of the things we did was we did a silent auction where people could bid on items. And holy shit, it's a fucking cat. Cute. Kendra.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's
dead. I'm such a stoner. I have to run and grab my charger.
Go, like, go do your thing.
Yeah, go get that. That's cool that she put us on her cat.
At least she gave us the cat.
That's awesome that she
What's
did that.
What's up, man?
Anyway, what's up, Kendra? I wonder what the cat's name is.
Taco.
But anyway,
Taco.
So.
Taco.
Taco.
There's Taco. We're just going to go big screen with Taco.
What up?
Yep.
So anyway, we did the.
He doesn't give a fuck. He's just
he's like. Yeah, you're watching me. Look at me. I'm cool.
I wonder if that's his good side.
That is awesome.
Sorry, Dan.
Anyway, I'm so distracted by this cat.
No, seriously. Yo, Kendra Sunderland.
I'll bring my dogs in the other room. I'll get my dog. My dog's across the room. So anyway, but one of the things I found was, so we did this charity auction in there, and you know, all the stars, you know, donated different things. One of the things that was on there was Tara Patrick's fleshlight. You know, Tara, I've known for freaking probably like 20 years. And my girlfriend's sister came to the show and she did the silent auction. Jesus Christ. What? She looks like a flounder.
Oh my God. No, I mean, she's beautiful. Like, beautiful.
She really isn't.
No, she really is.
She's but not.
Like, dude, look, she really
I don't
is.
Think so.
No, she definitely is. But like,
dude, imagine what their kids would look like.
Tell me that's not the creepiest. Like, yeah, that just blew my mind. Anyway,
dude, his head is shaped like a light bulb.
That's true. Kendra, did you mute yourself? Oh, yep, can't hear you. She just went away.
Oh, man, Kendra.
What did you do? It was going so good. She's going to have to back out and come back in. Probably.
See, now you got
to
leave and come back.
She'll figure it. She's...
Oh, God.
Ladies and gentlemen, the third iteration of Kendra Sunderland. So
my girlfriend's sister fucking went on the...
There she is.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
That's all right. So my girlfriend's sister, she wins a Terapetric fleshlight. She's not going to take it back on the plane with her to where she lives. So this fleshlight has... How long ago was Superstorm Sandy, Jay?
Oh, a long 2008, time ago. I think.
Yeah, this fleshlight's been hiding 12? In my fucking 12? Basement. So found that. And my kids are around when I'm doing some of the shit.
Which means your kids have definitely found all that stuff. Because, no,
dude, I swear to God, this shit
was all
I don't
know about
fucking,
you guys, but like...
It's packed away.
I searched I knew every crevice of my house when I was a kid.
Because you were bored. You had nothing to do.
Everything.
Dude, now they're fucking like killing shit.
Kendra, do you agree? I see you shaking your head.
Yeah.
I have a big house, Jay.
My mom's like sex toys or like I like would go in my parents' room and find their like sex things like condoms or their sex toys and like I stole my mom's vibrator one time.
But now when you think about it,
or borrowed it?
Well, I borrowed it, but I didn't put it back. I stole it.
Okay.
And then me being just a dumbass, like, instead of putting it back where it was, like, I threw it in the storage room. So
because kids are so lazy that they're just like, dude, I know I did this thing, but I can't bring myself to get up and put it back where I got it from.
I don't know why I thought it would be a good idea to just like chuck it in the storage room, but then years later, like my dad's going through the storage room and he finds it.
Oh
my
God.
And my mom's like, oh, I lost that years ago. I wonder who took that and looks at me and I was like, well, it's kind of obvious now.
So Kendra's sister plays volleyball, but she looked at Kendra. She knew it was her. She was like, yeah, it wasn't your sister.
It was me.
You know, it's funny.
I was the problem child. I was the wild child. I was always getting grounded. My sister's perfect. Here's
a question. Ready for this one, Jay? This is a great question. You guys, everybody here lives alone, let's say, right? You drop dead tomorrow, God forbid.
Mm-hmm.
What's the one thing in your house you hope they do not find?
Who? Our parents?
Like anybody.
Anybody that would come in to find you after you died. I have everything that I wouldn't want people to see, like, in a place that I don't think anybody
would see
it.
Eventually, it's going to be discovered.
Eventually? I mean...
Let's just say it could be discovered, Jay. Don't fucking get like, I'm the sneakiest motherfucker alive and nobody's ever going to find
the
fucking...
No, it's just... It depends, too, who it is. Like, my parents finding it, it was Tegan Presley. My parents finding it versus, like, you know, my wife finding it, two totally different things.
Yeah. So, okay, what would your wife find?
My phone.
I wouldn't tell you in a million fucking years.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You don't want them going through your phone?
Nah. The phone?
Yeah, I would hide my phone. Because I'm like my best friend, my gay best friend / assistant would probably find me first. So I wouldn't, he knows everything in his house. So I probably wouldn't want him to find my phone. But if it's my parents, then probably the drugs.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. Like if it were parents, I'd be
your
like,
parents
all
don't
right.
know you smoke weed?
No, my parents know I smoke weed. I'm not talking about weed.
Rose,
it's like
about
when somebody, asks you if you smoke and they're like, smoke what? You know, like, yes. Okay.
One of the members sent me a giant armadillo and it is in my closet and I know the cleaning.
Did you say an armadillo or an armadildo?
Armadillo. It's like it's so huge. I never use that, but it's prop.
Is that like a brand of like a giant dildo?
It's a giant dildo. It's literally like
how big
so
is
big.
It? Like giant? Because Jay's this is well, Jay. You just piqued Jay's interest.
You're right in my wheelhouse.
Yeah, it's just huge. It's more than 9 inches. I think it's about maybe 25 inches. It's huge, but it's not
25 inches.
But it's in my closet, and I used it to like for fun things, like a
defense, self defense.
Yeah, self defense. But I know, like
as an extra stool when somebody comes over to visit.
Time in the closet.
Oh my god. A coat hanger. So wait, did it show up at your door one day in a box?
Was it on
and you're
your
like,
list?
Oh, I wonder what this is, and you opened it up and it was an armadillo?
Yeah.
I just want to say armadillo.
I don't remember, it was a joke, and we joke about armadillo something.
Well, I was like,
somebody sell me armadillo. So
I didn't want to assume that with your accent I've totally heard it wrong, but armadillo is the greatest business name I think I've heard this week. Like that's impressive.
That's awesome, dude. We're making business things right now. We got the upcoming
armadillo. Call me. We'll get you a booth at Exotica.
Oh, yeah.
The Born for Porn, the Kendra Sunderland story, directed by Rock and Rose.
Yep. I like.
We
this.
Got that idea so far. We got all sorts of shit going.
Yep.
Born for Porn, the Kendra Sunderland story.
I found a movie on Hulu that Exotica made a random appearance on. It was, I forget, like, what the heck?
I keep forgetting to watch that.
Yeah, it was that. What was the name of the movie? It was with a chick with Pretty Little Liars. And they did, like, one scene from Exotica, and they show this, like, big pan of the big banner and logo and whatever. And then we saw, like, a couple of fans that we actually know who they are. So it was pretty entertaining. I'm famous, basically, Dan. Right?
You're
you want
famous?
My autograph? Yeah.
Basically, I'm famous.
Yeah, absolutely not, Jay. Are they going to come to the courthouse steps, Jay, to get you to sign something for them?
No, they are not. But is that a true story? Was that like your first autograph? Was them showing up to?
Mm-hmm. I think I talked about that recently. Like I had posted, I think on the 5-year anniversary of that happened, I posted that exact same news clip.
That's wild.
And I was like, yo, I wonder where that guy is. Like he literally has the first ever like Kendra Sunderland autograph picture. And I think he responded and he was like, hey, that was me. Like I still have it.
No way. Dude, I'm telling you, that's like, so let me ask
you guys,
this.
Like have super fans.
If you, after watching that video of yourself, you know, 5-ish years ago, like if you could go back today and give like one line of advice to library girl walking out of the courthouse steps, what would it be?
It would probably be, don't trust that guy. I had this old, like, manager. It wasn't a real person. Like this person scammed me, which happens to a lot of girls in the industry. Like people take advantage. So this guy said he would manage me. Like I had known him before from working at my previous job, and he's one of the people that told me about webcamming and stuff. But basically I never knew this guy's real name. I didn't know his address. I didn't know anything about him. He told me to say all those things, like when I say, oh, the pen, like the ink is drying on a new deal, or I went car shopping this week, like he told me to say those things.
Right.
So it's crazy to me when I look back to things like that, because I know that girl was so lost and like naive. And if I could go back, I would tell myself to just like not let anyone take advantage of me, because it happened a lot and it happens to a lot of girls in the industry. It's sad.
And it's a lot of things that you just don't know until you go through them. And there's not a lot of people that tell you, and you know, it's not like you can just, you know, ask your parents how it works. You know what I mean? Like it's definitely something that you're kind of left to try and figure out on your own. And there's a lot of people out there that'll claim to tell you how to do it right. You know what I mean? They're the ones that are like, oh yeah, you know, like we'll do this and we'll do that. And you know, you just don't know.
Yeah, it's sad, but I mean,
I'd say it worked out okay for you at this point. I think you're, I think you're doing okay.
Both you guys, I mean.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, that's great.
So, you guys are both,
by the
like,
way,
crushing it.
One thing that I do have to mention is as we like we continue down the bio that is Rose, burlesque, aerial acrobatics, dance, and Broadway style erotic shows. So Dan, you know where I'm going to go with this one?
We're going to go with this one.
The Exotica Entertainment Stage. Like
yes,
we've had.
Rose, you've been to the show, right? I think. You've been to one of our shows, I think.
Yeah, have you been to our show, Rose?
No.
All right. So,
you were never there with My Free Cams?
No.
So when we get back up and running, maybe July, maybe September, or probably September, or
you're right,
definitely
Kendra?
September. Or she's just hitting that shit. We do an entertainment stage at the show that is jammed packed. We've had aerialists, well, we always have like silks
Stoya
performers and, you know, hoops and the whole deal. We have a stage that runs all 3 days. We're gonna have you there. We got to figure out a way to make sure that that you get your first Exotica experience.
Well, and here's the big question for both you guys. I mean, you know, for the last year, you know, and this is the anniversary weekend of it's basically been a year that, since shit shut down. You guys have, yeah. You know, I mean, I know you've been doing some other stuff, especially more lately than not. But I mean, you know, the whole like online, you know, sex industry, you know, with the cams, OnlyFans, all that shit just exploded, where girls are, you know, becoming, you know, girl bosses and, you know, content creators and millionaires, which is God bless, you know, anybody who's achieving that kind of success doing something that they love. But is the motivation going to be there for people, right, to go out and actually meet their fans in public, or to go out and feature dance and still do that kind of stuff and get to people that way? Yeah, or and even like, you
we
know,
need
even
to coax
a bigger
people
extreme,
back out of their houses is what Dan
even
is saying.
People shooting for other companies. Like I know Kendra, you know, you have your deal with Vixen, right? Or
Brazzers.
I'm sorry, Brazzers. My bad. Jesus Christ.
Only one of our bigger sponsors. But go ahead.
Yeah, but you used to know because she used to be with Vixen also. But now yeah. You know you got the Brazzers contract, so I know you.
The
know,
other company that
them.
Has never spent a dollar with us.
Yes, so, but don't Rose too. Yeah, you know, for you, I mean, you do a lot of stuff with your OnlyFans and whatnot. What's like? Are you guys like ready to go out there and you know start meeting fans again?
I mean, for myself, I'm definitely done feature dancing. Conventions and feature dancing was the first few things that I did as library girl, like the Exotica conventions and going around to different clubs, like. The whole beginning of my career was that. So I'm not gonna lie, I'm tired of feature dancing. It hurts my knees. It hurts, like, it's terrible hours. It's exhausting and everything. But I definitely would like to come back to Exotica and the conventions because I feel like that's a big part of being a porn star is, like, going to conventions and meeting your fans, you know?
And being like in the front really of important. That, 100%.
Yeah, and I just miss it. Like, I miss conventions. They were so much fun. Like, I would always sneak away from my signing booth to go see whoever was on the stage or to see all those things. Like, I miss the panels and being able to answer fans from the questions and meeting people and, like, them bringing us gifts. And, like, one time a guy, I signed his arm and he went and got it tatted and came back with, like, the bloody tattoo and was like, look, I did it. Oh my God. Like, no, like, these people are fucking diehard fans. Like, I love meeting these people. So I definitely miss it. And if I have to wear a cute mask and make it part of my outfit, like, I will, you know.
That's what I like to hear. I remember.
Hopefully, I mean, during all this, you guys both have stayed healthy, I assume, I hope.
I think yeah. I'm immune.
They're still alive, so we got that going for us.
I'm convinced this right here, Kendra, this is the medicine. This is the vaccine right here.
For real. I'm convinced I'm immune. I have O positive blood type, and my roommate, like the person I live with on New Year's, we were sharing bottles, sharing blunts, we were kissing each other, touching tongues for pictures, like
continue.
All of that. The next day, she's like, I can't smell or taste anything. And I was like, oh, fuck, man. Like, we have COVID. Like, we're going home with COVID. And so I got home and we stayed separate and I tested 6 or 7 times and I never tested positive. Like, that's I'm convinced. Wild. I'm
yeah, it's crazy. I guess it. Rose, will you get the vaccine?
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to wait, I guess.
You're
it's
gonna
not
wait?
Available for me yet.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's only old people, Dan, have gotten the vaccine so far. So
you're just jealous, Jay.
That was the other benefit of this week. I got my vaccination appointment. So end of the month, I'm good. I got my first Pfizer shot.
He's old too.
So.
As no, I bite my fucking cuticle, it's been bothering me the whole show on live TV.
Live TV. Anyways.
Live TV.
All right, so Dan, listen. This leads me into. We've had all these feel good moments through the show.
Oh, Jay, we got the lightning. Wait, we just got to find out a quick couple of things.
Dude, no, we don't. It's well, okay. You like no, we're
gonna
by
forget,
the time
no,
that
no.
we finish this thing, we'll be past the hour ish portion of the show. So because it's 6 o'clock,
that's
and
okay.
I could literally, I think we got like a third of the way through Rose's bio. We could probably continue, but maybe we'll do Kendra Sutherland, Rock and Rose part two.
I want to know, Rose, what is your biggest, your weirdest, biggest pet peeve?
Oh, what is that?
Your pet peeve.
You know what's funny? This strikes me. We did an Exotica staff meeting this week, and Dan did this exact thing. At the end, he just started asking questions.
People something do? What is it? Yeah.
People like, do? What, yeah. What's one thing that just like drives you crazy that people do?
Oh, requesting bad music when I'm working. They like choosing the worst music ever just to like get attention.
What is the worst music ever?
Whatever she doesn't. I don't know, some kind of so close to that. I don't know where they still yet. I don't know even what the bands and it is. It's back from 80s or 70s. Its quality is bad and it's just playing and everybody's feeling like, what?
I feel you. Yes. Okay.
What about you, Kendra? What's your biggest pet peeve? What's your real bugaboo? A bugaboo.
There's a lot of them.
That's where the big fuck you comes in.
My biggest, I think, is like when you're like, when you're somewhere like an airport, or like a mall or something, you're just like somewhere and people are just like standing around completely oblivious to the people behind them, or, you know, like walking super slow, or people that just like purposely take up a lot of time at the airport, or like just stupid things like that. I think anytime I'm like going for a flight and these people like hold up the line doing stupid stuff or saying stupid stuff or not understanding what they're supposed to do, like, annoys the fuck out of me.
That's very close to the my rant last week was on people that sit behind you on an airplane that think that they're going to get off the plane before you. Like that, yeah. That's like the end of my, I'll burn that shit.
This is
going
to lead into it. But Jay, I just totally remembered something because I had a moment of clarity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before we went on the air, Kendra was telling us about, while we were giving the instructions for the show of how this was all going to work, of you recently went skydiving.
Mm-hmm. In Hawaii.
You got to, I got to hear more about this. Were you scared?
Yeah, of course I was fucking scared. The fuck?
Were you high?
In Hawaii. I'm always high, so yeah. I was.
She woke up.
But I think the fear kind of like leveled me out. But I was in Hawaii for my annual Thanksgiving trip with my friend Carmen Caliente. So we were there, and then one of the people there, he suggested like we go skydiving, and I was like, I don't know, I'm terrified, and I don't know, but I at least want to do it once in my life, and I feel like Hawaii is the best place to do it because it's so freaking beautiful. But then they told me, like, 8 people had died there last year, like, with the plane going up and never made it up. And so I was scared, but I was like, you know what? We're going to do it. And if I die, I die. So I texted my family. I was like, I'm going skydiving. Like, if I die, I love you.
They're like, honey, when are you going to stop? Honey, when are you going to stop doing these things to Daddy and I? We can't handle this anymore.
And if I die, ignore the drugs.
I don't like this. I know. I was like, if I die, spend my money like Spendra would, which is like my alter ego spent, like I have a spending problem. But they were like, my dad was like, I don't like this at all. And then I went and I did it. And the plane was like the smallest, sketchiest plane I've ever been on. The floor was like wood with screws. There was just 2 benches, no seats or anything, just like a little like, oh shit, handles along the side. And when we were going up, I was so terrified. I kept looking at my friends and stuff and the guy that got me to do it. And I was like, I'm freaking out. Like I would freak out and then I would be okay. And then I would start laughing and then I'd be okay. And then I would start like freaking out and I'd be okay. I went through so many emotions and I wanted to ask the guy strapped to me, like, can you just hold on to me, please? Like, I really need someone to hold me
yes,
right now.
Yes, I will.
No, but I kept scooting back like and leaning back like, please, please. And then he kept scooting back more and I was like, no, like, please hold me. But then we're
did
like
he ever
8,000
hold
feet.
You?
No, he didn't.
Dude missed out, man. Seriously.
I should have asked, but
it's almost like when the pizza delivery guy wouldn't take a blowjob.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not true. But I think I literally, like, we kept going up and I was like, oh my God, this is so high up. This is so high up. And I would look at his thing and it wasn't even like halfway. And I was like, I just have to focus. And then as soon as, like, I watched my friends go out, like, wee. And I'm like, oh my fucking God, this is happening. And he, like, I was like, I look over and I was like, holy fucking shit. And then I go back and then he just flings me out of the plane. And I remember like not feeling any sort of feeling in my stomach or any like sort of dropping feeling. Like I literally was just floating through the sky, and it was so spiritual and so awesome. And I was like, holy crap. And then I kind of like, the harness hurt my stuff for a bit, because like you have to like hold yourself up or whatever after they pull the chute. So it was really hard, but it was an awesome experience. I'm glad I did it.
And would you do it again?
I would 100% do it again. I was going to this last Hawaii trip with the same guy that got me to do it, but it was like super bad weather. It's flooding there, like flash floods all the time. But
so you don't want to jump out of a plane there?
No, and that experience was just so great. Like, it was such a beautiful day. And then afterwards, we went on a boat and dropped acid, and I just kept looking up at the sky like,
I love
wow,
you.
I came out of there. Like, holy crap. I had such a spiritual, beautiful day in Hawaii, bro. Like, I can't recreate it ever.
I think they, when they legalize weed here in Jersey, I think they decriminalize mushrooms also.
They did that in Oregon. Oregon, where I'm from, actually, like,
decriminalize everything,
all drugs.
Mm. Yeah,
yeah. So yeah. Like, the fuck, I actually wrote about that in my magazine. We did a article about psilocybin research in Oregon, because I'm from Oregon and it's very important to me. And like the whole first issue of the magazine was about me and like my life. So it was really dope. I love
Kendra.
It.
Cool. How can people get it? Every show we SMD. Do, Kendra, I fall just a little bit more in love with you, because you're saying all the right things. Oh,
considering him telling his wife to shut up, which, by the way, Jay, I could still hear her fucking yammering about whatever.
We're going to need to have a conversation.
Yeah, let me know how that goes
oh
for
my
you.
God.
Rose, what's on your bucket list? Like, what's the one thing you want to do?
No.
Well, besides happy hours with Dan and I.
No, I want.
Besides this show again, because you can cross this off your list.
Oh, I would like to also do skydiving, but I'm terrified. I don't know if I.
Can you
actually,
pay?
I'm doing a lot of stuff in height, but I can't imagine actually jump from the plane. Of course, with another person. You know,
Kendra, you should get certified,
and then you guys can be attached.
Strap Rose to you. Yeah.
Like yeah.
That makes
yeah,
sense.
The guy that actually got me to go skydiving that I was just in Hawaii with, he's getting his certification, which is actually all you do is read a fucking book. That's all you have to do. Like, it's like a fucking math test. Like, all you have to do is remember these things, and then they'd let you jump out of the plane. Like, obviously, they hold on to you or, like with you.
Look, I'm pretty sure they might be strapped to you, but, like,
dude,
yes.
I became ordained by just checking a couple.
They just jump beside you?
I became ordained.
Oh my God.
Yes, so you have two people that your instructors that jump with you beside you for your first few jumps, and then after that you can jump by yourself, but they jump with you, and then eventually like you could just go by yourself. It's really not that hard.
Kendra, after the porn industry, before the animal rescue job, I think you're going to need to probably get certified in skydiving, because something tells me that people would pay to get strapped to you and be thrown off an airplane.
They were, you know, it'd be a little creepy though if they pass out or they pee their pants or something, but
you know what, shit happens. I mean, it's like,
yeah, but they're in front of you, right?
You charge, you do like Uber and you charge a cleanup fee. You're like, listen, you know, if you barf in the back of my car, it's going to cost you $300.
Is there Uber porn?
On my face? Sure. Of course there is.
I don't fucking watch any of this shit.
Oh my God.
I don't watch this shit. Clown porn, whatever the fuck.
All right, Dan. I'm cutting you off.
The
you're done.
The big fuck. Dude, don't even. Fuck
you're,
you.
You're done.
Farting fuck. This is the time of our show with the big fuck you.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is the time of the show. And I'll start us off this week, Jay. So this is our chance for each of us to go around. And Jay, I was going around here. At first, I wanted to go off on all the Facebook political pundits.
Don't ruin all your list, Dan. Because you
no. Then I wanted to go
week.
Through like the mass throwers. I keep finding mass are like fucking.
Dan, this isn't the big
crazy.
Fuck everybody. This is the big fuck you. So
then
like,
it was gonna be Jay as the show went on, where my big fuck you was gonna be to you. Jay.
No, actually, it was even before the show started.
But you know what? Mine is quarantine TV. And I'll tell you what it is. It's shows that are coming out now. Like fucking, like The Masked Singer, for example, right?
Okay.
Where I watched it the other day, and they got the fucking CGI audience in there and fake fucking crowds in there. Right. Or it's these other shows that they're just putting out just because they got a fucking social distance. But the worst part is, they're making me watch these shows, Jay. I am being forced to watch these shows because there is nothing fucking else on, and I've already watched every other fucking thing on the goddamn fucking TV.
Right.
All right. I got to watch something, Jay. I can't be working all the time because you know why? There's nothing really to fucking work on. So
I couldn't agree more. I have been,
you know, so I've watched things. I actually feel I used to have a fucking I was fucking Mensa, Jay.
Does TLC like
they say your IQ never changes? Bullshit. I'm becoming dumber by the fucking day.
Okay.
Watching this fucking shit. So to whoever the showrunners are.
He's not talking about Exotica TV, by the way.
Huh?
You're not talking about Exotica TV.
No, just not Exotica
TV. All the other stuff. Yeah.
All the other things. The 90 Day Fiancés, Name That Fucking Tune with Randy fucking Jackson. I want to fucking punch that guy in his fucking plastic face. To The Chaser, to fucking, you know, all this other fucking shit. Mass singers, mass dancers, mass fucking trapeze artists. That's what I want to see. I want to see people with fucking blindfolds on walking a fucking tightrope, Jay. That's what I want to see. So to all these showrunners and everything and wasting my fucking life and making me a dumber human being, fuck you.
Nice job. There you go. Okay. I'm glad that you got that off your chest. All right, Kendra, you're up. What's your big fuck you? She was excited about this, by the way, when we told her about the segment. So
yeah, but now she's really high and doesn't remember what she was really pissed about.
No, I remember. I'm just like, I have a lot of people, but I'm going to choose the person that stole my identity because it's been like 5 or 6 years and I'm still having to deal with it. And apparently it's really hard to get a new social security number. So this person is just going to know my social security number for the rest of my life. So to that person.
Big fuck you. There you go. All right, Rose, you're up.
Rose seems like she's too nice.
You have two different types of people. When we tell about this segment, you have two different types of people. There are the people that are like, thank God I have like a list of people that I want to tell to go fuck off. And then there's the people that are like, I can't think of anything. Like, I'm good.
Yeah. Well, you know, I would like to say some fuck you to certain people, but if I say it means I'm going to give them attention. And okay. That's what they're looking for. So whoever is, you know,
those attention seekers.
Who is trying there to attention go. Seekers.
No, if you think you deserve them. A fuck you from Rose, fuck yeah. You.
You don't. But the people sure. That do, fuck those people.
She's so nice, she didn't even want to say the word fuck.
There, I know.
Oh, yes. That's for sure. I'm trying to.
All right. There we go. Nice job.
You know what I would have said, Rose? I would have said the people that think that because I'm from Russia, I like fucking vodka. That's what I would have given a big fuck you to.
Fuck those
them.
People. Like, they're the same people that meet me and they're like, oh, Jay Handy, are you handy? I'm like, is that the joke? Like, that's
you are, though.
The go-to. I'm a handy guy.
You're kind of handy.
All right, I'm going to wrap it up. Let me see. I had a couple to choose from, but going all the way back to the beginning of the show, Dan.
Yeah.
Talking about my childish behavior, my big fuck you goes to nobody else but 10-year-old me. I now live with two children that act just like I did when I was 10 years old, and I can't really tell them to go fuck themselves, so I'm going to just tell the 10-year-old that makes me know that I deserve them, that I deserve like all the shit that I have to deal with and all the horribleness that like I put my parents through. A big fuck you to 10-year-old me who couldn't have just been a better kid and maybe not had to live through all of this now. So there you go.
There you go. So ladies, we want to thank you for coming on to our show. Rose, remind everybody where they can find you online in the social media world, whether you are taking over bit by bit.
You can find it on Twitter, Instagram, OnlyFans. And TikTok. Actually, yeah.
TikTok.
That's the first time I put a TikTok at name up there. So
dude, it's the largest social media website in the world.
I know. It's crazy. I can't figure it out.
And Kendra, where can everybody find you online?
Mm-hmm. Twitter, right Chaos Library Girl, Instagram.
Oh, wait, shit. Nope, that's the wrong one. Hold on. You're not
allowed. See, Jay fucked up already.
No, because I had. There you go.
There
look
we
how,
go.
Look how big it is. We'll make sure that. Ooh, all right. I'm done. There we go.
Yeah, Instagram at Darreal Kendra Sunderland.
Darreal. Fucking
fans
Instagram.
Slash
big fuck you to them,
girl.
Too.
My VIP site, KendraSunderlandVIP.com. You can go buy my flashlight.
And where can they get SMD magazine? Where can they get that?
SMDmagazine.com. It's pretty simple. But yeah, my magazine, SMD Magazine. You can follow that Twitter is SMD_magazine. We had an Instagram and it was instantly deleted, just like my other Instagram, which was to be expected since the magazine
you know
is so fucking Mark, explicit.
How many followers
I really
did you have?
That's the selling point in and of itself. That's like,
wait, weren't you verified on Instagram?
I was verified. I had 2.2 million followers, but my new account got verified the same day I requested to get verified through the app. Like, I don't know. But also because like Instagram and Facebook, whatever, had a whole meeting about me, I guess, because I went crazy on Instagram Live and then I posted it and I was like, I was really drunk, by the way. I'd shotgun like 5 or 6 White Claws. And then I was like, I'm invincible, guys. I'm still here. I'm not going anywhere. I may be fucking the CEO of Instagram. Who knows? Ha ha ha. And the next day, Instagram gone. Articles coming out saying I got it deleted for
fuck your couch.
The CEO. Instagram released a statement saying I was not getting any preferable treatment and all of my statements were false. So yeah, I don't think I was going to get that account back, but my new one is verified, so somebody loves me up there. And my TikTok is KendraSunderland420 if you want to follow that too. Sometimes I do funny things.
That's crazy. You do funny things, I don't see it. You know what? We don't have an Instagram.
I actually had one that went viral, like millions of views, and it was literally just me on the beach, like in Mexico. Like, if you guys want to live a life like me, just drop out of college and do porn. Like, I know society tells you not to do that, but like, look at me. You should do it. And it was like on everyone's For You page. It got millions of views. Like, I was like, what? So
that's crazy. Well, you can't find us on Instagram because our Instagram account got taken away at 880,000 followers or so. But if anybody can get ours back, we would love it.
Look
but
at
you
all
can find
stuff.
Us at all these other lovely places. In the meantime, people, go to ExoticaExpo.com. You will see our 2021 dates on there. We are very, very hopeful and now even more hopeful that we will be able to do Chicago in July, whatever the dates were, 16th through 18th, Jay? Is that it?
Sounds about
right. I don't fucking know. Sounds about right. But July, Chicago. September, we will be in Miami down in the 305 because I want to be hip and not a boomer like Jay. And October, we will be in good old New Jersey where weed and mushrooms are legal now and everybody's getting vaccines. And I may or may not be right on the second part of that, but. And in December, our Washington D.C. debut.
Y'all better bring me out there.
All right, we're ready to roll.
You're there, Rose. Hopefully, we'll see you there. But thank you very much for doing this. Do not hate your publicist, Lainey. Thank you, Lainey, for introducing us to Rose and Jay and his fart sounds and his hurtful words. We will be back next week with who do we got next week, Jay?
You asked me that right question here. Like I would know. Yeah, no, I definitely don't.
I got it right here, Jay. You know who we got next
week? I do research 1 week at a time.
We got Tiki Clout and Kaska Akashova.
That whatever. Sounds promising.
It'll be good, Jay. Jay, see, this is it. Now we end up with no guests or whatever. Now we're fucked. And you know what? We're going to have to listen to Jay fucking next week. So on behalf of myself, Jay, and our lovely guest, Kendra, and Rock and Rose, thank you very much for joining us this week. We'll see you soon. Everybody, stay safe.
Stay sexy, everybody. We'll see you next week.
And bye to the cat. Bye.